Take your Bibles tonight if you brought them, or you can grab a pew Bible there and follow along. But for the most part, the scriptures will be on the screen tonight. But this evening, or rather coming up here in the month of June, we are going to begin another push, another challenge. And if you want to get a jump start, 1 Peter chapter 1. But we're going to start another push, another challenge in inviting folks to church. And this time, this go round, the method that we're going to use is just very simply the good old fashioned gospel tract. And it's going to be a 30 gospel tracts in 30 days challenge, where all we're asking is that you plan to take 30 tracts. You can grab all 30 at once, or grab 7 on Sunday. And from Sunday to Sunday, there's your 7. But plan to hand out at least one tract to one person once a day for 30 consecutive days. Now, this morning, we had 34 people here. Now, granted, some of those folks were visitors. They may or may not return. They may or may not come back. Some are some new folks that we hope will come back. But let's say, for argument's sake, we have 30 people. Take part in this effort, take part in this push, take part in this challenge to hand out 30 tracts in 30 days. Well, just in one day, if all 30 people hand out a tract, well, there are 30 tracts handed out. Now, I'm not good at math. Somebody that's a lot better at math than me can figure out 30 times 30. And whatever that number is, at the end of June, that's how many tracts that we could possibly hand out come the end of June. Now, are all those people going to show up at church? Well, that would certainly be a great problem to have, wouldn't it? Have to figure out, okay, where are we going to seat all these people? But, you know, if even only one person came out as a result of this challenge, this push, this initiative, and taking tracts and handing them out and inviting folks to church, well, then that will have been worth it. And if that one person comes and they get saved, it'll be doubly worth it. Then they get baptized, triply worth it. And, you know, they get involved in the church. Well, then it'll just be worth the time, the energy, and so on and so forth. But tonight I want to give us a very practical message, a very practical thought, by just answering the question, what are gospel tracts? What are gospel tracts? Well, just you're there in 1 Peter chapter 1. Notice there, if you would, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 23. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 23. The Bible there says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So just very simply, in its simplest form, gospel tracts, and that's what these things are here. They're gospel tracts. This is more so an invitation card, but gospel tracts, they contain the word of God. They're not the word of God. This is the word of God that we have, but they contain the word of God, and they are the living seed. And when we go and we plant them in a person's heart, then God can take this little, whatever the size of this is, no more than an index card size, and he can take this and he can use this seed to create a new life. He can take this seed and use it to create eternal life. Because right here on this particular one, we have how you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Number one, realize God loves you. And then it gives John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Number two, realize you are a sinner. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number three, realize sin has a price that must be paid. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Number four, realize that Christ died and rose again to pay for your sin. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then the fifth and final point, and most important of all gospel tracts, pray and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So God can take a small gospel tract like this, and he can use it in somebody's life to create a new life, to give them eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And any believer, you know, one of the things that Christians struggle with when it comes to witnessing and when it comes to sharing their faith is that they have a fear, whether it be of speaking, whether it be of approaching somebody new, whether it be of initiating or whatever the case may be. But the good thing about a gospel tract is you don't necessarily have to initiate a conversation. You can be out at a restaurant, and when you're at the restaurant, when you leave your tip, or you know, you sign your receipt and you put the tip on the receipt or whatever the case may be, you can go ahead and with the receipt, you can put a gospel tract with that tip and with that receipt. Want some of the best gospel tracts, and there are many different forms of gospel tracts. There's a gospel tract that I use for that particular witness when we're at a restaurant. It's a gospel tract that on the front, now this is just our generic church invitation card, right? It says, join us this spring at Sarah First Baptist Church. It's a generic invitation to church. It has the gospel. For going out to a restaurant, I have a tract that on the front, it says, thank you for your service. And then on the inside, it talks about how we need to be thankful for those in the hospitality industry and so on and so forth. But then it goes from that into the gospel. So it gives something for that waiter or that waitress, that it's something to relate to them as you're trying to also be a witness to them. But these gospel tracts can help us overcome that fear of sharing our faith by using gospel tracts, because these resources, they're very clear, they're very concise, and they effectively tell of man's sin and God's salvation. That's what 1 Peter 1:23 is telling us. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That incorruptible seed is the word of God, is the gospel, is the Bible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So just very simply put, gospel tracts contain the word of God. Just here over the last several months, I've been working on, and it's very difficult to do as far as keeping it short and concise, but I have written personally my own gospel track, and I just actually sent it off to the printer, and it's entitled, what did I title that thing? Cancer, Dialysis, and the Blood, the Gospel Through Sickness. And so in that gospel track, I am giving partially my testimony of my battle with cancer and with dialysis, both of which affect what? It affects the blood. The particular cancer I had was a cancer of the blood, and dialysis is used to clean the blood. And so I go from dialysis cleans the blood, medically speaking, but there's only one man's blood that can clean us and cleanse us of sin, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be able to use that track to give the folks that maybe are up at the dialysis unit here at the hospital, people we know on dialysis or dealing with sickness. Maybe you have folks that are sick and, you know, you can give that a gospel track like that, something that's dealing with it from a health perspective that turns it around and then presents the gospel. There's another track that I have there in the office. It's called Peace in Terminal Illness. Peace in Terminal Illness. And the man who wrote that was the founder of Bible Tracks Incorporated. And they're in Illinois. And Paul Levin. And he wrote that track as he was sick and he was dying. And he said, here's why I'm able to have peace, even though I know I'm dying. And he went into who the Prince of Peace was, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's many different avenues that a gospel track can take to connect with many different people. And if you'd like a copy of that particular track, we have those there in the office. But just very simply tonight, gospel tracks contain the Word of God. They are like living seed that can help create a new life. But then the second thought I want to give us tonight about gospel tracks is that evangelism is not our choice. Evangelism is not our choice. It's God's command. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, the Bible says this, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Listen, if you've been in church any number of years, if you've read your Bible any number of times, you have read about God's command in the Bible to evangelize. You have read about God's command to witness. You have heard about and read about God's command to share your faith. I mean, we've all read it. We all, you know, we could probably all quote that verse without even having to look at it or look it up. You've heard the pastor, or the preacher, or the missionary, or the Sunday school teacher plead with us to share the gospel. And perhaps you've even felt convicted to share the gospel, to share the good news. But again, you just can't get past that fear. And you feel like no matter how much you prepare or how many verses you memorize, you fear, well, I just won't have all the answers. And listen, when you're witnessing to somebody, without fail, this will happen. As you're sharing Christ with them, they will come up with a million questions that have nothing to do with what you're actually talking to them about. Because by you witnessing to them, well, now you have triggered thoughts in their mind about religion in general and religion as a whole. And now instead of focusing on what it is you're trying to communicate with them, well, now they want answers to A, B, and C before you continue on with what you were there with in the first place. And because of that, we think, well, you know, I just don't know if I'll have all the answers. But, you know, as we think about gospel tracts tonight, we need to not let fear or the fear of failure hold us back from obeying God, obeying His command to evangelize. You see, regardless tonight of every excuse that we can make, God commanded us to proclaim the gospel, and He is worthy to be obeyed. And listen, we may never know all of the answers. And listen, if I've learned anything as being a Christian and as a pastor, and as the more I read the Bible and study the Bible, is that I don't have the answers to everything. Nobody except God Himself has the answers to everything, but we must be obedient. And the only thing God cannot use is our silence. And you know, we need to remember tonight that a person's eternity in either heaven or in hell, that's what's at stake. Are they going to go to heaven or are they going to go to hell? And then the third and final thought I want to share with you about gospel tracts tonight is that sharing God's message doesn't have to be hard. Sharing God's message doesn't have to be hard. You know, we live in a world today of anything goes, right? Anything is permissible. But God's voice can still be heard. And that voice still speaks to man's heart. that voice of God still speaks to man's rebellious heart and showing him that he is a sinner in need of a Savior. And this is where gospel tracts can play a very powerful role. You know, a single tract can be used by the Lord as a voice of testimony to His Word, as a voice of testimony to His Bible, convicting somebody of sin and drawing a soul to the Savior. You know, Christians of all ages have started consistently sharing their faith by using gospel tracts. With tract evangelism, people no longer struggle with how to start a spiritual conversation, and they no longer feel the pressure of needing to say all of the right words. Because again, all you have to do is take a tract and leave it somewhere. And, you know, then somebody comes and they pick it up and they read it, and maybe they say, "Oh, be our guest this Sunday." Maybe they come, they find a church, or maybe they're out of town or whatever, and they find a tract, and when they get home, they find a church where they're from. And there's no telling what a tract can do. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. The Bible says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'" The Lord wants us to have that same response. He's looking for people who are just willing to say, "I will go." So I want to give you some testimonies tonight and how God is using gospel tracts today. How God is using gospel tracts today. And these are just several testimonies. That I was able to pull off of the Moments with the Book website. Testimony number one. Thank you. Your tracts have led numbers of convicted felons and inmates to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus. I am seeing their lives transformed spiritually in a reasonable and sometimes mind-bogglingly positive way towards believing in and faithfully serving Jesus Christ. Comes from a pastor in California, from a pastor in Pennsylvania. "A tract was the key to my coming to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. Since then, I have pastored for 37 years in homeless and nursing home ministries, teaching Sunday school and leading many to know Christ, all because someone thought to give me a tract 37 years ago. To God be the glory." And then the final testimony here is, "Every time the food pantry is open, I offer a warm smile and make myself available for prayer or just to talk. I also give each recipient a gospel tract. On one amazing day, a woman came back and asked to pray with me. She accepted Christ that day. I will never forget that day, and I remember the Romans Road tract I gave her. This is one more bit of proof that tracts work. Food pantries are more than a bag of groceries. We can give hope and show the love of Christ as well." 1 Corinthians 3:7, "So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase." You know, you might think tonight, "Well, Pastor, I see tracts, and you know, I see them tossed on the ground and everything." You say, do they really make a difference? Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." And so this evening, if the gospel tract contains the Word of God, then we have a promise from God Himself that this Word will not return void, that it will accomplish what it sets out to do. It will accomplish what God pleases it to do. It will prosper in the thing God sends it to do. And its purpose is to share the gospel, to see souls saved and lives changing. God says, that's what I please. That's what it will prosper. That's what it will do. And so as we get ready for this outreach here in the month of June, to say 30 tracts to 30 people in 30 days, the question becomes, what will you do? Every time we have this type of a outreach, each one of us, we find ourselves at a point of decision. You can continue to keep God's message of salvation all to yourself, or you can share the gospel with a world who is lost and in need of salvation. And if you want something to happen, something different to happen, if you have a desire to see lost people saved, then you know what? Maybe it's just time. You know, we say, well, let's try a new method. This isn't a new method. This is just an old method that, you know, we may have forgotten over time, because gospel tracts get the job done. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Say, okay, what if I give out all 30 tracts? And what if I don't see anybody that I gave a tract to come to church? Well, according to this verse, it wasn't in vain. It wasn't empty. It wasn't for nothing. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what that tract's going to do. We might not know until we get to heaven. So let me encourage you, as we get ready to have this endeavor and have this push, plan to take some tracts. Plan to hand them out. Plan to invite folks to church, share the gospel, and be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, what if I miss a day? Well, that's okay. Just pick up the horse and get back on it the next day. But let's seek to win a lost and dying world to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight and ask His blessings on this outreach this coming June.